After Brexit vote, what is the plan now? One of the most common comments of the Remain camp during the referendum was, if we leave Europe, what's the plan for the economy? What is the economic plan from the Brexit camp? The answer is simple, free markets don't have plans. That is the point about free markets. The key word in the phrase, free markets, is free. The opposite of free markets is planned markets. That is planned economies. In order for an economy to be a planned economy, you need a group of people to sit in a room and figure out the economic plan to be followed by every member of the economy. In the EU, that means that the bureaucrats think that they are to write an economic plan for 508 million Europeans to follow. The plan is delivered to the people in the form of regulations, directives and laws. The more planned an economy is, the more regulations, directives and laws are imposed on the population. The government machine grows ever more powerful and the power of individual members diminishes as a consequence. Planned economies are by definition not free. Planned economies require that every person in the economy follows the plan. The opposite of a planned, state-iced economy is a free market economy whereby each individual member makes his or her own plan for their own lives. The sum of the 65 million individual plans form the organic national plan. In a free market, the national plan is not the one plan worked out in secret, it is the sum of 65 million plans worked out in every house up and down the country. In such a free market, the government does not issue endless directives and regulations. Instead, each individual business and shopper decides how he or she will make and spend their time and money. So here is the key point, in a free market economy, we don't need, nor want politicians and bureaucrats making the master plan, which all members of the society are forced to accept. In a free market, the people are free. The government is a servant of the people. In planned economies, the all-powerful ministers of state write their economic plans and we the people are told exactly what we can do and exactly how to do it. In planned economies, the government officials grow ever more stronger at the expense of individual choice. In not planned, that is, free market economies, the opposite is true. The individual liberties are protected and the power of the government officials is restricted. Not planned, free market economies deliver power to the people. Planned economies by definition deliver power to the planners, that is government officials. In a planned economy, the people are not free, they are required by law to follow the plan. So if you hear anyone asking, if we leave Europe, what's the plan for the economy? The correct response is, we plan for a free market economy and set the people free to make their own plans for themselves. As Abraham Lincoln said it, this nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Amen.